Imagine a vehicle that drives like a car, flies like a helicopter, and looks like a flying saucer. Well, it's more than a flight of fancy. It's the Avro car. The only two that were ever constructed are in the United States, but they were actually made in Canada. As Red Sharon reports, a Winnipeg man is trying to bring them home.
This is an actual blueprint.
Ask Bill Zook if he's ever seen a flying saucer, and he'll show you the design plans. Plans that led to the construction of Canada's own circular flying machine back in the 1950s.
This was a secret project, a very highly secretive project. It was behind screen doors with security guards.
What Canada's best aviation engineers were protecting behind the closed doors of Avro's Malton, Ontario plant was indeed saucer-like and did indeed fly, or at least hover. And the American military, which funded the project, had much bigger plans, from supersonic jet fighters that could reach speeds over 2,000 kilometers an hour to flying cargo discs that could transport supplies. But almost before it took off, the Avro car, as it was called, was shot out of the sky, grounded when the Canadian government ordered the cancellation of another Avro project, the doomed Arrow Interceptor. And because the Americans were getting skittish about media reports of flying saucers.
All of a sudden everyone knew about a flying saucer at a time when the American military and the American government were saying that there was no such thing as flying saucers and were trying to do everything to dissuade people from even investigating the idea. Here they were building one.
Almost 40 years later, one is gathering dust in this Space Museum's Washington warehouse, while the other sits rotting away outside another museum in Virginia. Bill Zook says Canada should at least get one back.
It would be nice to have something that would represent Canada and that period of time when we were at the forefront of the world in aviation technology.
In Ottawa, a very serious defense minister didn't really want to talk about flying saucers.
That's a matter under the jurisdiction of Heritage Canada.
But Caucus colleague John Harbert thinks it's worth a try, especially after hearing the American museums are concerned about the Avro car attracting those who believe in flying discs from other planets.
One good reason why we should have it back here. Maybe Canadians aren't as crazy as that. I just think that it's a part of our history and it belongs here.
Bill Zook, who's now writing a book about the Avro car, says he doesn't want to get his hopes up twice before attempts to get back Canada's own saucer crashed into a pool of bureaucracy. In the meantime, he says, remember, if you had relatives living in southern Ontario back in the 50s who swore they saw a flying saucer, they just might have been telling the truth. Red Sharon, CBC News, Winnipeg.